There are those scholars, both North American and Mexican, who argue that Aztec women were dominated and their status was very low. There are other scholars who see them as more parallel. I have never argued in my work that I saw them as equal to men, because I don't see that as the case. What I have emphasized in my work is this idea that if you look at daily life and you look at the activities of women, and you get away somewhat from visual images and sources that are elite dominated and that are driven by a Mexica desire to promote their image of themselves in their world, you see another kind of picture. As I started to work with Central Mexican primary sources, there were documents about women all over the place. The scholarship didn't seem to fully reflect the participation of women that I was beginning to see. One of the first clues that there might be some intriguing things to think about was in working with the Florentine Codex and seeing that the pictures, the visual images, didn't always match up with the written text. My interest in women really came from a time when a lot of anthropologists were influenced by feminism, and there was a whole literature on the anthropology of women that was developing. Also, I became really attracted to Foucault's idea of multiple centers of power, that there isn't a single system of power or domination within a society, and that how power works within a society is very complex. I added to that the ideas of Gramsci and Raymond Williams, the ideas of both hegemony and resistance. And I brought all of those ideas back into the study of Aztec society and culture, Aztec women, and how that society and culture changed and was transformed in the colonial period.